Well, what's the latest? Quarterback.
Sorry, if no one.
No, I know. I know. We're not going to say what we're doing again because I want Southern Illinois to have to prepare for both guys. But I will say that what I hoped would happen during camp, that someone would separate themselves enough to be the clear starter, that we feel like that's occurred. And so we'll have a starting quarterback Saturday night and expecting good things.
So did that separation create where that quarterback will be the only guy that's playing on Saturday?
I'm not going to say that either because, I don't want to give away any competitive advantages. They are both good players, and it was a good competition, and it took some time for there to be some separation, but I feel like we got what we were looking for, and I think everybody on this team watched it happen.
When you're talking about competitive advantages, do you think that's going to be the difference between wins and losses this week or down the road?
Small things like that can be the difference in any game. You know, I mean, just knowing who's going to play, who to prepare for. There's so many little things, and the games can be so tight. And we have a lot of respect for this team, and we're going to treat this team the same way we treat any Big 12 opponent. To answer your question, there's all those things add up.
Do you want to go into SMU with a clear-cut starter? Or are you looking at this game as kind of the last?
We have a clear-cut starter right now, yep.
How did the team take it, and especially the guy who's not a starter? Or can you divulge that?
First of all, both quarterbacks were great. They're very professional all through camp. And I think those guys are good friends. And you see them compete on the field, but they also help each other out. And I feel like our players as well have a lot of respect for both of them. The quarterbacks set a great example for how to be professional out here every day, how to compete, and be a great teammate. And so I don't sense any division at all by anybody. I think everybody wants to win, and we're going to rotate a lot of people at receiver and tight end and running back. And nobody, you know, once you're playing, whoever's in the game is in the game, and you got to go execute.
When you were making the process or the decision, how much did you factor in the eligibility of these guys? Where Bohannon's in his final year, yeah. Redslaff still got a year ahead.
Not at all. It's about winning now. Win now. This is college football is too competitive to think that far ahead, and there's too much turnover in this game. Schedules, you know, every week's a great opponent. So we're not thinking at all about down the road. You got to win now.
All the players on the depth chart.
And I want to say I've always coached that way. You know, even for the last 20 years, it's a win now mentality first. You want to develop players in the future, but it's too competitive to, you know, think too far ahead.
And the quarterback that didn't win the job, have they expressed that they're still all in this game?
Oh, of course. Yeah, all in. All in.
All the players that are listed on the depth chart for this week,
yeah.
They ready to go? Good.
Everybody's playing this on that depth chart. Yeah. And that depth chart is very similar than the past. We'll rotate, I've said this before, as many receivers as can help us and as many tight ends and running backs that can help us and they're ready to play, we'll find ways to use them. And so that's why the depth is the way it is.
How do you feel about the overall readiness level of the offense now that you're three games away from the opening?
Well, I want to, be cautious with how much praise I give them until we go do it in a real game. But I see an improvement from where we were at this point a year ago. Just again, in terms of, I keep saying the word continuity. We have returning players now that know this offense and that have been through a Big 12 season running this system. And I think we're going to see. I expect to see a higher level of execution than we did a year ago.
Is there a lot of separation between the third running back spot with Miles and Pokai, or where are you at on that?
Between Miles and Pokai?
Is there a lot of separation right now, or is it very close?
Oh, shoot, I don't know how to answer that. The main differences would just be just time in the program, and, you know, again, I was just talking about continuity, but both of those guys are good players. They bring a different element. They bring a speed and elusiveness, and they bring some things that are a little different from the other two guys. So, and I think that's a real thing. You know, if you can throw different things at a defense, and they have to prepare for different things. You know, we want to be tough to defend, and I think using those guys in different ways is going to make us harder to defend.
Who's your third quarterback?
Again, not going to reveal that. And also, that is kind of an ongoing battle. And I will say that, man, both of those guys are good players. I feel really good about our quarterback group right now. And this is as solid of a group as we've had since I've been here. And I think we've had good quarterback play in the last 6 years. And I expect it to continue.
What stands out to you about Southern Illinois, their defense? Like, is there some traits that stand out?
Yeah, good question. Southern Illinois is very, very good on defense. They know what they're doing. They're very disciplined. They're good tacklers. They fly to the ball. They play really hard. They're very fundamentally sound. They defeat blocks. They pursue the football, and they play with a lot of speed and violence. I mean, I'm so impressed. I have tons of respect for these guys, and I can see why they were. You know, they're like third or fourth best defense in FCS last year, and that shows.
You say that you'll play multiple receivers and tight ends. Maybe that'll help you. Is that based off just like fatigue or?
We've always done. I don't know. People had a bunch of questions about this week, and it's always been that way. We've always played 5, 6, maybe 7 receivers. We've always played 3 tight ends, sometimes 4 or 5. That's been pretty standard. And the same with running back. We've rotated backs over the years, with the exception of, even Tyler Algier, when we were trying to get him 20, 25 carries a game, Pini Katoa was still playing a lot, and Miles Davis was getting in there too. And so I think, it's just a matter of trying to get the ball to your best players and then keep everybody fresh and playing fast in the fourth quarter. Yeah, and if we're running fast in the fourth quarter and the other team's starting to peter out, then that's an advantage for us.
With the tablet communication now, is there any new assignments on the offensive side for game day with field and box? Any changes there for you guys?
Not a great deal of change in terms of where people are, but we do have a process that we're going to implement in between series to try to take advantage of that. And I think every team, obviously everybody's going to do that. We've had a couple trial runs and scrimmages, but it's still something that remains to be seen. We might have to tweak that process as we get actual game experience with the actual TV timeouts and the flow of a real college football game is hard to simulate in just a scrimmage. So, but it's been a lot of really useful out here at practice and in our scrimmages, and looking forward to it in games.
Did you accomplish everything you wanted to on the offensive line this fall camp?
We'll find out Saturday night. I have seen improvement in that group. They're very well coached, and I think our tight end play has a big impact on how the O-line appears to be. It's an 11-man thing every play, too. It's our quarterbacks making sure we're in the right run place. We check a lot of plays, and sometimes it's the O-line might look really bad if the quarterback has us in the wrong play for whatever the defense is doing. So. But I have seen improvement in those guys, and I look forward to watching them play Saturday night.